In Davenport, Iowa, along the Mississippi River, Dan Pikios is trying to keep the doors open in the bookstore his grandfather, a Greek immigrant, founded in 1939.
Yeah, I don't make much money here. As the prices of gas and food and everything goes up and wages don't, people don't absolutely have to have books. You know, you can't eat them.
A few blocks from Pikios' store, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney began the final leg of his Iowa campaign trying to appeal to undecided voters like Pikios.
Mom and pop businesses like one I just spoke with out in the hall, they feel they're struggling under the weight of a government onslaught.
But Pikios remains undecided about this year's candidates.
I'll wait till the last minute and hear it all. I like to see how the whole thing plays out, and it's been very interesting so far. I want to see what the economy does. I want to see what everything does. So.
Ahead of Tuesday's caucus votes, the Republican candidates are crisscrossing Iowa, including Ron Paul and former Speaker of the House of Representatives, Newt Gingrich. They are wooing undecided voters like Des Moines home builder Mark Reitz. He attended a local campaign event for Texas Governor Rick Perry to find out which candidate can help make his job easier.
As a home builder, we are definitely overregulated, especially with the EPA. It's the hoops that we have to jump through. It's a process. It's very costly to us.
Davenport healthcare worker Mary Cleeter supports Mitt Romney, but she harbors some disappointment in this year's campaign.
I haven't seen a whole lot of candidates this time around. This is the first time I've seen Governor Romney. I know he was here one other time, but 4 years ago he had actually had an office here in this part of the state, and there's not any of that groundwork for a lot of the candidates.
Cleeter says the absence of that groundwork may be one reason there is no clear frontrunner this close to the Iowa caucus when voters get their first say in the process of selecting a president. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Davenport, Iowa.
Y'all voted for Obama.